podcast from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Office of National Mission. This is God's Mission Here.
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Deaconess Tiffany Manor. Today, we're going to be talking about God's mission in some places that are in communities just like yours. I'm joined by two of my colleagues, Stephanie Neugebauer and Pastor Andy Becker. Welcome. Please introduce yourselves. Let's start with Stephanie. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your own family, where you live and serve.
Also, yeah, thank you, Tiffany. It's kind of fun to be on this end of things. I'm Stephanie Neugebauer. Tiffany is my boss. I get to work with some really great people, including Tiffany and Andy here today. I'm the manager of resourcing for Office of National Mission, specifically under Mercy. So I help a lot with life ministry, health ministry, family ministry, worker wellness. I get to be a part of a lot of stuff that really gets me jazzed and that I'm passionate about. I live in Northeast Arkansas with my husband, who's a pastor. We have three children. I work deployed, so I get to come into St. Louis with you all in the office occasionally, but mostly I spend my time, and I'm here in Arkansas.
I've been able to visit your congregation. You have a really sweet bunch of people serving in your congregation.
You know, we do. We're made up of a ton of just amazing families, and that's really what makes a place. It's not necessarily what's in your backyard, but it's the people you get to share it with. So that's about me. Andy, you're more of the newbie, so introduce yourself.
Yeah, thanks. I'm the manager of family discipleship for the Office of National Mission. That means I get to work with districts and congregations of our church body to help them partner with the Christian home so that they are places of faith and that faith is nurtured and encouraged and supported there. My wife, Nikki, and I will be married 22 years this summer, and we have two boys, 16 and 12. So that's fun kind of things with family that we get to do. We live here in the St. Louis area. Before coming to work here at the Synod, I was a parish pastor for 15 years here in Missouri, working in team ministry as a family life pastor. Before coming to seminary, I served as a DCE for 3 years, and during that time earned a master's of family life from Concordia, Nebraska. So this family discipleship thing's been part of what I've been doing for a long time.
So between the three of us, we have served and lived a lot of different places across the U.S. and maybe more importantly, our synod. So like, let's do a quick tally. This wasn't necessarily something we talked about ahead of time, but I've lived and been a part of congregations in 6 states. What about each of you?
For me, I was born in Michigan, but we were only there for a year. So I guess I was part of that.
You were part of the family ministry in Michigan.
I was. That's where, God claimed me in the waters of baptism there. My dad was a DCE there, and then we moved to California. We were there for 5 years at another congregation, and then moved to St. Louis when he went to the seminary. So been a part of a couple congregations in Illinois. For my professional life, I've served in congregations in Missouri and Texas and in Florida.
I was tallying as you were talking. I've been in 5 states and in a couple different congregations in each state, just depending on where we've lived in our seminary time. So I grew up in Michigan as well, went to Concordia, Wisconsin. So the Milwaukee area was where my churches were. Then St. Louis, and my husband's first call was in Illinois, and now we're here in Arkansas.
So among the collective experiences of, you know, the three of us, and certainly the listeners to this podcast, we've experienced God's mission in all kinds of different places. So let's start there with describing and giving some of the basics about what God's mission actually is, where it is, who gets to be involved. Andy, how would you describe to people what God's mission is?
Yeah, God's mission is that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what the Bible tells us that God wants. And so just wherever God is then active doing that in and through congregations and people so that the people know and believe that Jesus is their Savior. And then by believing, have life in his name. So I think God's mission is wherever there are people. If his mission is to save people, then wherever there are people, it's right there. It's for everyone, for all of us, as we live and breathe and live out our and go about our Christian lives. We get the opportunity not only to receive God's mission in our lives, but then he invites us to be part of that as we carry His word and His name and His love to those people that are around us. So it happens in our congregations and in our homes, in our workplaces, our communities, wherever God's word is active as it's lived out. That's where His mission is.
It's like you're a professional church worker, Andy.
Yeah. Thought about that a little bit over the years.
I probably had a time or two you've been able to share that with the members of your
congregation. Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Wherever you're at, that's where God is active. And so I love that tagline of God's mission here for this podcast and for a theme for a national mission as well, because this is God, wherever you are at, right here is where God is working and moving through His word, through His people, through His spirit to build up the body of Christ and to create faith. That's what God is doing and working in us. So,
sometimes as I've been interacting with really eager either lay people or, people who are considering becoming a church worker, we get to talk about, what would God have me do? Who would have me serve? I think people are pretty clear on the term neighbor, right? Like they understand their neighbors are near to them, but sometimes there's almost this thought like, I need to go somewhere else. I need to go someplace really exotic, far away, that or almost like people start to think about ranking more important mission efforts than others. And I love the conversations where we can get focused on, who has God put literally right around you? If you look to your right, to your left, who is nearest to you? That's who God would have you serve and carry His mission to. So we don't have to get too far beyond right where we're living to be carrying out the really very important work of our Lord's to point people to Christ. To share God's word with them.
Yeah, and I think I was probably maybe on, not with you necessarily, but on one of the other ends of those conversations when I was in college, I had in mind like, hey, I'm going to go be a church worker, serve in the church, and then I'll start kind of working for the Lord and God got a hold of me in a couple different ways, but through great conversations and through His word, through prayer, He turn that on my head, just like you're talking about, of like, I was already doing God's work, whether or not I was a professional church worker, I was called to be about the mission in my everyday life with my family, like mm-hmm. those who are closest with me, but then also with my friends and those that I was living in dorm life with and doing everyday life with. I was already to be about God's mission of caring and supporting and loving and sharing his word and encouragement. I didn't have to be a church worker to do those things. In fact, I just got those things amplified when I became a church worker was of what God had already had me doing.
Yeah, it's just, being equipped with different tools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk now about family ministry. Andy, you in particular have served in family ministry for a lot of years. Sorry, not trying to say you're old. You're not old. I'm older than you. We'll just disclaimer here. I'm the old one on this episode. So,
I wasn't going to call that out. But
you have experience, right? So talk about what family ministry is and how this is a mission of Christ Church.
Yeah, so family ministry, I think the struggle sometimes when we talk about this with in different circles is that people hear family ministry and they immediately think it's for like for kids, it's children's ministry, or it's only for families with or parents with young kids in their home. But the reality is the idea of family ministry is it's for all of us because it's supporting the Christian homes to be places where faith is nurtured. And so that idea, if your home is a home of one, if you're a single person, you have a family. Now, immediately around you, that might just be you from day to day, but you're able to interact with others and to carry God's mission into where you live and to, be about things of faith that strengthen your faith, but then also to be a blessing to others. And if your family has 20 in it, your home has 20 in it, then that's still, this is a part of what we do with family ministry. So it's that equipping and supporting with skills, knowledge, attitudes needed to live a lifelong faith of following Jesus. So it includes things like equipping and supporting healthy marriages. It includes parenting skills. It does talk about faith formation at all ages and stages of life. Helping folks that are caring for aging parents can be part of family ministry, as well as human sexuality, what it means to be single, and so much more are included in the things of family ministry. And it's important to Christ Church because it's how God has arranged us. We are all born into a family. Immediately you have a familial relationship with your born. Now, that doesn't always mean that it's perfect or lived out in the best way, but all of us are part of a family and have those relationships. It's one of the things that God created us to live and work with others in the context of family. And as we see time and again with studies and research, that it's the best place for faith to be nurtured and fostered. We're not meant to live life alone. We're created for relationships. And so family is a vital and part of what we do in the church to encourage and share faith with the next generation.
I love how you describe that, and particularly how you're describing family, that everyone is part of a family. And family is not about mom, dad, kids, but it's everyone from, you know, whether you're one person living on your own in a home, you're still a part of the family of God. You have a family of origin. You may have been brought into other families throughout your life. You're still part of a family, and we still include you in family ministry. Steph, anything that you want to, you know, underscore what Andy said or add on?
I think just as you were talking, you know, we get to work pretty closely with LCMS Youth Ministry too. And I think it's good to point out that we often think of generations having a linear effect, or maybe even a one-way effect. But what's really cool about being a part of a Christian family or the Christian church is that we also recognize that younger people can have a great impact and influence on the older generations, mm-hmm. and to be able to serve them, whether it's their aging parents or to be able to love and care for and respect their grandparents. So it's also equipping young people, you know, as we often see, especially in the New Testament, you know, Paul calling out the younger generation to equip them in looking outward already as well.
Oh, that's so good of you to bring that up, you know, and even our school ministry, right? So there are many children in the Lutheran schools across the U.S. who are not being brought up in Christian homes. And yet their parents have chosen for one reason or another to enroll them in a Lutheran school. And those kids oftentimes start carrying the word home to their parents. So that's, you know, another way that young people, too, are involved in God's mission. And we see that those families being nurtured by the school ministry and the congregational efforts as well. And so those, the generational impact there flowing in a different direction than we might immediately think of, from child to parent, from the congregation, the school, through the child to the parents, siblings, grandparents, other family members impacted. It's actually very beautiful.
Yeah, family systems are complex. And so we often hear this talked about in a negative way, of something happens to one person and how it negatively affects the whole family. Mm-hmm. But as you're just talking about, Tiffany, we see this too in things of faith, where whether that's through a Lutheran school or whether a dad gets connected to a men's group, and we see the ripple effect of faith that has mm-hmm. on that family, going both ways in that generational gap, jumping that, as that affects the whole family system for eternity, even to the next generations after, but even to prior generations as they share their faith up to parents and even to grandparents, that we've seen happen in just awesome ways as faith gets introduced into the family.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you introduced yourself, Andy, you shared your position title, and I think there's a word there that would be good for us to spend a couple of minutes talking about. You mentioned that you're the manager of family discipleship. So what do we mean by family discipleship, and why is that important to talk about?
Yeah, so family discipleship is simply that partnership between the congregation and the home. As we think about the ministry, family ministry, the direction we think about is the church giving resources or training or equipping the home. But for family discipleship, really the activity, the action is to happen within the home as they are following Jesus. That's what it means to be a disciple, to follow Jesus more closely. And so that happens in the family habits that develop and take place. We think about that of the family going together to the divine service, to be fed and nurtured together. But that continues and goes into the home and can happen through things like bedtime prayers, prayers around the meal table, into family devotions, Bible study, singing. Families are blessed through those activities, those habits that develop into the family, into the home, that create space for faith to be talked about and lived out within our vocation. So we think about the training ground of church, where we learn and grow and get challenged with different concepts. And then we go into the home, and it's really that practical education of how do we live out this faith that we are learning and growing in. That's family discipleship. It's the partnership between home and church, but it's how the family lives out those practices and disciplines of the faith in their everyday life.
Well, I'm sure we're going to unpack this more throughout the episodes that will be part of this season. So, Andy, what will we be touching on this season as you unpack family discipleship and other aspects of family ministry? What are some of the things you'll be talking about, the guests that you and Steph will be on together with that will be a bit of a preview for people listening to this first episode?
Yeah, so we'll have Reverend Dan Galshut, who's the director of National Mission here at the Synod, who's done family discipleship in his own family, but also professionally working in districts and congregations. And we'll be talking about the condition of the family and how that relates to the church as well. So excited to be talking with him about that. Reverend Dr. Todd Bierman, who is the director of the Concordia Center for the Family, will be diving deep into really family discipleship and that partnership and what that means in our families and in our congregations. Mark Cook is a DCE in Minnesota, and he and his wife, Libby, have created an awesome resource for their congregation that really looks at different faith benchmarks, marks in the life of a child as they grow that help, you know, encourage spiritual health and development in that child. Deb Jerkin is the director of institutes at Concordia University in Nebraska and is helping to teach in their grad program for family ministry. So we'll be having some good conversations with her just about how to encourage and support families and parents specifically and the connections that they need. And then finally, we'll be talking with Brandon Metcalf, who's a pastor here in the St. Louis area over on the Illinois side, just about how family ministry can be incorporated into the school ministry, some of the things you were just talking about with that partnership there. And we'll also be talking to him about the importance of thinking about men's ministry and how that relates into family ministry and family discipleship as well.
I can't wait to hear the episodes as they drop. Well, Steph, any last thoughts from you?
Oh, Tiffany, I always have thoughts, whether they're worth sharing or not. I don't know.
Of course they're worth sharing. The smartest people I know.
No, it's just that I'm blessed with this job because I get to do pretty much everything I enjoy. This season is especially close to my heart because family ministry feels especially close to my heart. And I think a lot of parents could also, you know, resonate with the fact that faith life in a home feels like it becomes something you need to spend more time considering as you become a parent. But I wish I didn't have that perspective. I wish that I knew that even before I was married, even as a single person, that family ministry is a gem of the Christian faith and Christian walk together. I wish that I knew that baptism and the word is the place where discipleship begins and starts. And as you age, you're constantly living daily in your baptismal life. And that's essentially the essence of what I think family ministry is. It's discipleship begins at baptism and hearing the word. And then it's an ongoing daily walk of nurturing your faith, the faith of those around you or her, who you are in charge of caring for. But then it's also walking into that maturity as a believer of looking outside of yourself and how you can serve neighbor. And so Andy's got a pretty high calling to be able to lead and manage this ministry of the LCMS. But we also recognize that this is very boots on the ground. So anything we're doing within Office of National Mission is really to serve those on the ground in their homes. And so that's what we hope that this podcast will launch us into an ongoing conversation. And we're also very excited because we'd like you to stay tuned to what Family Ministry is doing even after this this season airs, because I think we've got some really high quality resources that churches, that districts, and that families can be using.
Well, you would be the one to know. We are putting out some really good resources. So we'll put the link in the show notes, but you can find all of the resources on the website at lcms.org. So that stands for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, lcms.org. And just look up Family Ministry. Well, thanks to both of you, Stefan and Andy, for joining me today. And thanks for all of you who are listening to God's Mission Here. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review, and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. Thanks for joining us. God's Mission Here is a podcast that discusses Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and how He delivers those gifts right where you live and serve.
Thanks for joining us. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review, and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. God's Mission Here is a podcast that discusses Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and how He delivers those gifts where you live and serve.